that I earned my keep. And then after that, I worked in a transformer factory. I think I was in junior high school, from 4 o'clock at night till 10 o'clock at night, and then I go home and go to school the next day. And that was a transformer company where you there was these pots with tar.
Okay.
And you would dip these transformers in there.
For like
insulation.
The electrical transformers.
Yeah, about this big. And that's where I learned how to drink beer.
And this was in high school?
Yeah. It was junior in high school.
And this was in Chicago?
Yeah. I was working with some old Polack and I liked to drink beer.
Well, 4 to 10, you know. That's
So I made money.
Okay.
Always made money.
For the money, did you keep it or did it go to the family?
Partially I kept and partially went to the family. Partially went to school.
Okay.
You know, so I did most of the school I think I paid for.
Okay, wow. And so then your sister and you,
it wasn't like she did a baddie on me or I did a baddie on her and we'll never talk to each other again.
Do you know where?
No, I tried to find her when I, a few years back.
Uh-huh.
And just couldn't. See, she married a Mexican fellow. And his last name is Garcia.
Garcia?
Yeah.
And her first name was?
Rita.
Rita.
Yeah, and I mean, there's no way. And I tried.
Yeah, Rita Garcia, I mean, there must be thousands of them.
And now I don't see much point in it.
And she's 2 years older than you.
Yeah. Yeah, so. And like I said, I'm not very proud of it, but it was at the time when we were changing. Well, I think I was getting married to your mother, and we were moving from Washington. Somehow, telephone numbers got lost, and I didn't pursue it. And she didn't either.
One of those stupid, senseless errors. Yeah.
On my part, on her part too. But I mean, I can't be responsible for her.
No.
And so I feel bad about that.
Don't feel too bad.
Yeah, but now it's sort of better. I felt bad for a while, real bad, because I sort of took it upon myself totally.
Yeah.
You know, that I...
And you didn't, I mean, yeah.
Let the family down, but I didn't, I mean, let 50% of it down, you know.
Yeah. Well, it always takes two. So.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so you're the only one who knows this.
Okay.
Because I haven't really talked to Sandra about she doesn't seem to have much of an interest in, like I told you before, you're more Latvian than she is.
Yeah.
Although, blood-wise...
She's more than me.
Yeah. Somehow, she never took that.
Well, maybe it's that I grew up in Europe, or maybe it's, I don't know, just
maybe
different times.
No, I think it's sports.
Well, that's played a big part for us.
Yeah, I think for you it might have been.
Because you were always able to, when we would watch any sport, go, that guy's Latvian. You know, whether he was on the American team or the Russian or Soviet team or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, so we could watch the bobsledding, and then when 92 came around, and we could go see.
Oh, yeah, geez, that was a trip.
In Sevilla.
That was a trip.
Or Granada.
Granada.
Yeah. Watch the Latvians play.
whoever it was, Swissies, they beat the shit out of Swissies.
Yeah, but there was also the
Israelis.
And but wasn't there like Italians?
Yeah.
The Italians were the top team in that group.
Israelis.
Yeah.
We didn't make it.
No. We did well though, yeah. But not. And you talked to the coach.
Yeah.
And he was shocked as hell that there was somebody who walked up and started speaking Latvian to him.
Yeah, well, anyway. So, just to continue, then out of college, and during college, it was also a big deal to belong to the Latvian fraternity.
Yeah, and that wasn't just at Northwestern, that was just a Latvian...
It was Latvian, it had nothing to do with Northwestern.
Yeah.
And my father had belonged, and his brothers had belonged. And
does the fraternity still exist?
Oh, yeah. Maybe you gotta talk Latvian.
Gotta talk Latvian, so there's no hope for me.
There's no hope for you.
Too bad.
You learn how to drink there.
I know how to drink.
Drink, and...
Fence?
Fence, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah, because it goes back to 1880.
You learned how to fence?
I didn't, no.
Yeah, you just learned how to drink.
Yeah.
But you already knew that from the Polak.
Yeah, well, but, no, but anyway, I was very good. You know, they sort of taught you manners, you know, and how to behave in public.
What's the name of the fraternity?
Salonia.
Salonia.
Yeah.
S-E-L-O-N-N-I-A or one N?
I-J-A.
I-J-A. Okay. But two N's or one N?
One.
One. S-E-L-O-N-I-A.
Anyway, there's a disagreement which one is oldest, we or another one, Latonia. And I guess they are the oldest. But we are 1880.
Then is it it's a fraternity from Latvia?
Yeah, but it was born during German.
But 1880 was born during the National Awakening.
What?
In Latvia. I mean, that 1880, that's right when Latvians started,
yeah.
From what I've read.
Yeah, okay.
National Latvia.
Yeah, then they beat the shit out of the Germans in the schools.
Okay.
And fought their way so that they were accepted as a member in this. I mean, it was a big to-do, you know.
What, the...
The fraternities in Germany, in German schools.
Okay. I didn't realize that.
And people would walk around with flags and hats and sabers and... I mean, more for show.
Right.
To kill people. Anyway, so that was a big to-do for a while. And then I got married to Mara.
Repeat?
Yeah, I'm sure I don't see how I did that. I must have come home from the Polak. Well, anyway, so we lived together for a while.
How old were you when you got married?
25.
Okay.
And 25.
And you'd already finished Northwestern?
Yeah.
And what did you start doing with your degree from Northwestern?
Chicken brigade.
You went straight into the chicken brigade?
Oh, yeah. Well, God, see, they drafted me.
You're Korean, right?
No, but it was in between wars.
They were drafting in between wars?
Yeah, they were drafting still. I was drafted because I went through the physical.
Okay.
But then at the last minute, my commission to the commission corps came through.
And that was what? So right after that would have been 58? 59?
I don't know. Anyway, I'm born 36. I got married.
I'm 25, so that's 61.
61, then I joined the Chicken Brigade 61.
61.
Was, yeah. Right then. And then soon after Sandra was born.
You moved to Norman?
Norman, Oklahoma. Chicken Brigade. And then, for, I guess, 15 months there, and then moved to Dallas. Chicken Brigade. And then they promised me a Rose Guard. No, they promised me send me through graduate school.
Yeah, Master's in Public Health.
Yeah.
And did they, I mean, what was the selection for that? Was it just anybody?
No, you had to compete. I was very good.
I imagine.
But anyway, before then they sent me to Rockville, Maryland.
Okay.
And did, on this career development.
Did Rudit and Sandra go with you to all these different places?
Yeah. That was part of the thing why it fell apart anyway.
Yes?
It's therapy.
Oh, no.
Oh,